Manuel Johnson.
Well, I think the thing that probably helps, I mean, that hurts him, his name not being mentioned, because he was a freshman. And those guys have been around for a while. But Sam is a great, great quarterback. I think everybody knows that. He's improved a lot this year. If you can improve from one of the higher quarterback ratings. So he'll be fine. I mean, we have a new offense. He'll be able to solve his own a little more. And he's very smart, so he'll be able to read the defense a little more, too. So it'll be an interesting year for Sam.
So what are the major differences in the offense? I mean, you guys are doing some no-huddle, I guess.
Yeah, we switched the offense to no-huddle now. We're spread out a little bit more. We have so many weapons that it'll help us out a tremendous amount. We have great running backs. Our offensive line is really good. We got some good receivers that can make moves in open space. So with our offensive line giving Sam some time, that'll help us out a tremendous amount.
Is there anyone who, you know, a lot of people, you're on TV all the time up here, too, so people know most of you guys. Is there any young guys who people haven't seen much yet who may make a splash this year?
We have quite a few young guys that many people don't know about. I think Ron Broyles, who plays receiver, a lot of people see him this year. And also Brandon Caleb, who was hurt last year, but he'll get the shine some this year, too. And I'm sure we'll find some guys that we didn't think were going to step up. We'll step up in the season this year.
Appreciate that.
I think that helps him out a tremendous amount. When everybody's spread out and everybody worried about if we're going to throw the ball to Jermaine Gresham or Joaquin Iglesias, and then you can't forget about the run and DeMarco, and that'll help him out a tremendous amount with screens and running the ball.
How's DeMarco doing physically from what you can tell?
He's came a long way. I mean, he had a surgery, and I think in June he was a little timid on it, but here in July he's picked up a lot. I mean, he's gone full go and change of direction drills and things like that. So I think that they're kind of holding him back, just to be cautious. But I'm sure he can do it if he wanted to.
What's the biggest challenge in incorporating no huddle into what you guys do?
I don't think it changed. It didn't change the offense too much. The biggest challenge was probably at the beginning was getting used to the speed, getting used to the flow of the game. But once you get used to that, it's just like regular playing football again. A lot of teams do know that, and it's not changing them at all. So I think it'll help us more than hurt us this year.
Do you like that additional wrinkle? So just giving that one more chip to put on the table if you feel like you need it?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we have a lot of athletes, and when you put them guys in space, I mean, the defenses are not going to know what to do, especially when you switch guys up here and there, rotate them a little bit. So that'll help us out a lot.
And how did the end of last year feel you guys for going into this year?
It fueled us a lot. We didn't finish like we wanted to last year, but it's a whole new year, so now we're worried about starting rather than finishing. And when we get to the end of the season, then we'll worry about finishing then. We just got to play Oklahoma football, and everything will take care of itself.
How much attention do you pay to things that are written or, said on the internet, message boards or whatever?
I don't think anybody should worry about that. We can't control that. We can't control what other people say. All we can do is control is how we conduct ourselves and how we play football. So nobody's even worried about that.
The last thing that happened, when did you become aware of it, involving Sam and Landry?
Oh, I think I found out it probably like the day or so after. And everybody was laughing at it. It was like, how stupid was that? Like, that's not even believable if you even knew Sam, so not worry about it.
Do you ever Google yourself just out of curiosity, though?
I used to. I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't done that in a while.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
How much better can Sam be this year?
To be honest, I don't think Sam can get too much better. Sam had a really good year last year. We have a new offense. He'll show his arm off a little more. He's a lot smarter, and I think he made some freshman mistakes, which is hard to believe last year. This year he's a little older. He's on top of the game a little more, so I think he'll even blossom a little more.
What does it say for this conference when you look up and down at the quarterbacks, whether it's Sam or Chase Daniel or Harold Agrizi or Colton Coyer, whoever, how important, I guess, is that, having those experienced quarterbacks to be maybe one of the top conferences in the country?
That helps out a lot. With me, playing receiver, you always want a guy who can get you the ball, and I'm sure everybody else wants a guy that can give them the ball too. Our conference has quite a few great quarterbacks that'll probably, do good and probably make it to the next level. But I think Sam should be mentioned with those quarterbacks.
What was the most surprising thing about Sam last year. You said that you don't know if he can even get better this year, but what was so surprising for him as a freshman?
I think the surprising thing is that he was a freshman and came out and played like he did. I mean, nobody expected, not even us expected Sam to be as good as he was. As you know, we had the quarterback controversy at the beginning of the year, who's going to start. And so they picked Sam, and we were like, okay, well, we're going to go with Sam. And the first game against North Texas, he was unstoppable. And so we were like, okay, that's against North Texas. But as the whole season kept playing, he kept going at the same pace and even got better at the end of the year.
Could you kind of see that coming, though? I mean, did you see that he was going to break out to the point that he did last year?
We wanted him to. I mean, we were hoping he'd come through. At the beginning of the year, I mean, nobody knew that he was going to be setting records and be the top-rated quarterback in the nation. Nobody knew that, but I mean, we're happy he did.
Is there a moment when you kind of saw it all come together for him, when you thought, hey, this guy's going to be all right?
After the Tulsa game, how his leadership stepped up a little bit after that. We put quite a few points on the board. And even though we got up, you know, once you get up in the game, quarterbacks tend to, you know, lack off or do little things. But he stayed with it the whole way. And after the Colorado game, after the loss in the Colorado game, the Texas game, he was a lot more vocal as a freshman, a lot more vocal and a lot more focused and doing things that, you know, that could help us to be Texas.
Where would you rank him in the Big 12 quarterbacks?
You got to rank Sam number one. I mean, he had the top quarterback rating in the nation last year, so I would say he'd be number one starting off.
What's the best thing he does on the field, do you think?
He's very, very calm, very calm. I mean, he never panics. He's a quarterback that he's not going to look at one or two reads and take off running. He'll go all through all four reads, and if he has to, he'll drop it down to the running back. So that's what's very special about Sam.
Talk a little bit about the past few bowl games. Do you guys have any bad feelings or bad karma going on before?
I think the past two bowl games were just all on us. We made some stupid mistakes, some mistakes we shouldn't have made. Penalties were we had like 13 penalties, so I think it just hurt ourselves a lot. And we weren't disciplined. We weren't locked in like we were supposed to be, which is not an excuse, for that. But hopefully we can finish strong this year.
Nick over there was saying national championship or bust. Do you have any thoughts on, is that kind of what you guys are all talking about?
I agree. I think the University of Oklahoma sets that standard for you. I mean, if we play Oklahoma football, there's no reason why we shouldn't be in that game. We feel like if we would have played Oklahoma football these past 2 years, we would have been in the national championship game. We had those minor slip-ups in those few games, which you can't have if you want to be one of those best teams.
You guys beat Missouri twice last year, but did you gain any more respect for the North Division? Do you see it improving?
Yeah, the North Division came a long way. I mean, you got Kansas, they beat Virginia Tech in their bowl game. And although we beat Missouri twice, they put a mud hole in Arkansas, and Arkansas beat the national champions. So the North's came a long way.
What's it like as a senior changing to the no-huddle offense after going through